Hi, it's Haley from the newest Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Oak Creek. Come see me today. Haircuts are just $20. Lady Jane's, Oak Creek on Howell Ave, just south of Puth Road. Walk in anytime, 7 days a week, even Sundays. Lady Jane's, it's wicked awesome.
For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust.
Live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All Studios at The Avenue.
It's a party, baby.
This is Scalzo and Brust, presented by Michelob Ultra.
It's a party, baby.
On 94.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
It's a party, baby. Woo! It's a party, baby.
Are picking up here on West Wisconsin Avenue as we are at the Milwaukee Night Market here. A free outdoor event showcasing vendors, performers, and artists. You can catch it on July 19th if you can't make it today. Also August 16th or September 13th from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. right outside the avenue where our Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio is. I mean, it's rocking right now. There's music, tons of people, and it's going to get a little bit rowdier later. I highly recommend you come check out the Milwaukee Night Market. This is Scalzo and Brust, presented by Mick Ultra. Alex Stroff in for Greg Scalzo. Josh DiMaggio running the show. And I am Ben Brust. And I really want to talk about Nikola Jokic, because although he may annoy the crap out of me in terms of his contrived, I'm too cool for basketball, not really embracing the championship moment. I just think it's all a bunch of crap. I love him as a basketball player. He is unbelievable what he did in the NBA Finals from a scoring, passing, rebounding perspective, a leadership perspective. It's awesome. And one thing that Giannis has that Nikola doesn't is the defensive capabilities. He's been the defensive player of the year, four-time all-defensive team member. But if I asked you, Alex Stroff, in the next 5 years, who would you want leading your team, Nikola Jokic or Giannis Antetokounmpo, who you taking?
I want the guy that gets it done on both ends. Five-time all-defensive team member, by the way, for Giannis Antetokounmpo. Look, they're both two-time MVPs. They're both finals MVPs and NBA champions. They're both walking triple-doubles. So, by the way, there's not a wrong choice here. But I want the pride of Milwaukee, baby. And maybe it's my homer brain. Maybe it's my pea brain, as Joshy likes to call it. But I'm taking Giannis Antetokounmpo. Like, this postseason for Jokic is so reminiscent of the postseason in 2021 for Giannis. It's that screw you attitude. I'm just going to go out and get it done. And obviously we had that classic Giannis 50 burger, or should I say 50-piece nugget, to close out the finals against the Suns. You've got a walking triple-double with Jokic. He leads the NBA in all three categories, points, rebounds, assists, which I don't know that that's ever been done, but if it has been done, it's been a really long time since it's been done. Both incredible basketball players, both the future of the league, both overseas guys who have come to America and just torn it up. But give me Giannis, man. They're both consistent as hell, though. So, like, I really don't view this as an incorrect option.
Yeah, so the reason why I'm going to go with Jokic is most, and I know the defensive side of the ball is important, but it didn't prove to be as important as we thought it would be this year. Now, I know Giannis was hurt a little bit in the first round against the Heat, and I don't even want to keep it on what happened this year. I think something you said that was interesting was that Jokic had the screw you mentality, and I do believe that that is a good point, right? Like, he's been knocked out of the early Western Conference playoffs, and he got it done. And he got it done with Jamal Murray and Aaron Gordon and a bunch of ragtags. Giannis and Drew Holiday and Chris Middleton and Brooke Lopez, two all-stars. Brooke Lopez very well could have been an all-star. He had 20 points per game, 10-plus rebounds after the all-star break. Like, the Bucks had a ton of talent, and so they weren't able to get it done. Jokic is so damn good that he can have the ball late in games. And I'm I'm honestly impressed that Giannis was able to get it done the way that he plays offensively, because it scared me. This year scared me. Not because he was hurt, because something that you should be able to do at this... Giannis has been in the league 11 years now. Like, that's crazy to think about how long Giannis has been in the NBA. Obviously, he started young. But he didn't want the ball. He couldn't have the ball. He merely threw it out of bounds against the Heat in the biggest moments of Game 5. I think Chris Middleton saved it, but my point stands of he wasn't making free throws. I want a guy that wants the ball, can have the ball, will make his teammates better. Giannis is not an instinctual passer. I'm not saying he's not a good passer. I'm saying he's not an instinctual passer. Giannis is completely 100% downhill. When someone cuts me off, then I jump, look to pass, and try and find a shooter. Jokic sees the pass before it happens. And so with his ability to score, with his ability to rebound, with his ability to make teammates better on the offensive end, I could find other guys to get it done on the defensive end. I will take Jokic the next 5 years over Giannis, merely from the standpoint of the longevity of how he'll be able to play as well. There is an element of how much longer can Giannis keep playing at such a high level with his physical attributes, with his body. Like, he plays so hard all the time, and that's why he's so likable. Jokic can play below the rim and put up these statistics that are unbelievable. So from a longevity standpoint, I'll put that from a physical standpoint, positive for Jokic, even though his body looks nothing like Giannis. I know that sounds backwards.
Yeah, and it doesn't look – his body type is not like a transformational NBA player that he is, right? Like, he just looks like a normal big white guy, and that's not at all what his game is, right? Like, he is so entertaining to watch. He does have a three-point shot, which obviously Giannis lacks. Not a great three-point shot by any means, but it's still solid, much better than Giannis is. But look, I mean, they're 2 months apart. They're both 28 years old. They're the same age. Giannis is just, I think – he takes dominance to another level. Like, both of them are dominant in their own ways. But Giannis, you know, I keep going back to that all-time great Game 6 against Phoenix, where he drops 50 points. He takes over a game fresh off of that injury in a series prior, where he probably shouldn't have been playing at all, and goes out and seals the game, right? Like, Giannis is a guy you can put the ball in his hands. I don't think it's incorrect to say that Jokic is the only guy of these two that can have the ball in his hands late in the game. Giannis has gotten the job done just as many times as Jokic has, and it took Jokic, and I also think, like, Giannis's group, maybe he did have another all-star random, but Jamal Murray played like an all-star in the postseason. Michael Porter Jr. played really well in that Game 5. So he has pieces around him. I think these teams are pretty equal, right?
Come
like,
on.
You match them up one-on-one.
Michael Porter Jr., you're throwing his name out there? Get out of my face.
Dude, he was the number one player in his high school class. Obviously, he dealt with the injuries during his time at Missouri. It took him some time to get healthy, but he's a damn good basketball player, right? I think you're lying if you don't think he is. Like, these teams are very comparable, at least as they stand right now.
Shooter.
I know the Bucks will look different.
No, I think, Joshy, on Twitter, at @ScalzoneBrust, and I don't think this is recency bias, because Jokic has been dominant, and they both have won championship. Jokic should have won the MVP this year. Is voter fatigue and everyone trying to find every reason to give it to Embiid. Who would you take the next 5 years, Jokic or Giannis? And I'm curious to see what the results are from I know how much Giannis is loved, and I guarantee he likely wins the poll, but I want to see how many people will turn based off of the way that this season ended. 800-990-3776, who would you take the next 5 years, Giannis Antetokounmpo or Nikola Jokic? And while you curate your responses from the Scalzone Brust family, I want to tell everyone about what's going on this weekend at Road America, because it's the NTT IndyCar Series, and I love Road America. I love the chance to go to the 4 mile racetrack and check out fast race cars through 14 turns with so much stuff to do before the race, during the race. You can camp on site all weekend long. That's the best thing to do. You make brats for breakfast, hot dogs for lunch, burgers for dinner, steaks for dessert. That's what you do when you stay inside a racetrack. You can run around. It's so much fun. I've done it before at Road America. I plan on doing it again sometime soon. I'll be at the race this Sunday for the NTT IndyCar Series Sonsio Grand Prix. It's this weekend, June 15th through the 18th. So get your tickets today, right now, at roadamerica.com. Come for the experience and stay for the race. Get your tickets at roadamerica.com. Brewers.com. Old T, Mark Tauscher. I got a bet with him, $100, that the Brewers make the playoffs. Devin Williams' blown save didn't help my cause, but we'll dive into that next with Old T, Mark Tauscher, next on Scalzo and Brust, presented by Michelob Ultra.
You're listening to Scalzo and Brust, presented by Michelob Ultra.
Whose face is on the diamond is FDR. You know who that is?
Franklin FDR. Franklin Roosevelt.
There you go.
What's his middle name?
Scalzo and Brust.
I will accept Franklin D. Roosevelt. That is good. That's good enough. That was mean. Now I'm being mean to Ben. Hand up, pat on the back to me. I apologize to Ben Brust. Now I'm picking on him.
Scalzo and Brust. Available anywhere you get your podcasts with Wisconsin On Demand.
I'm just beginning. The pen's in my hand.
Live from the Milwaukee Night Market, this is Scalzo and Brust, presented by Michelob Ultra. I'm Ben Brust. Alex Rofe in for Greg Scalzo at the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison Studios. Joshy DiMaggio running the show, and we're excited to be joined by Packers Hall of Famer Mark Tauscher. You can hear him on Wilde and Tausch every day from 9 to noon across these very stations. Tauschy, how are you?
I'm doing great, Benny. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, and I got a bone to pick with you, which is always fun.
Well, I heard you had a bone to pick with me, which there's nothing wrong with. I appreciate that.
Yeah. You know, so you and Dunzo the Clown Jesse Nelson have pronounced the Brewers dead in June. And because they got swept by the Oakland Athletics. Now, mind you, Athletics are on a six-game winning streak.
One question. Say Dunzo, that doesn't mean they're going to stink the rest of the year. I just don't think they're going to make the playoffs. Is that fair?
I know. Yeah.
Okay, I just want to make sure we clarify. All right.
Yeah. Well, you know, facts only when Tausch is on with Scalzo and Brust. And so, first and foremost, I played your sound yesterday from your show, and first off, I can't believe you think I wouldn't put $5 on a bet. I mean, I would put $5 on anything.
I was goading you a little bit.
Yeah, well, it probably worked. So will you accept my $100 bet? I'll still stand with it even after the Devin Williams blown save yesterday.
Well, yeah, it's interesting because somebody sent me the clip you said, and you did say you're going to give me odds because that as of when I made that statement, which was before the two losses to the Twins today and then last night, the Brewers are at 80% to get in the playoffs, which you wouldn't respect me. Hold up. You wouldn't respect me if I didn't ask. I'm not asking for 4-1, which is what the money line would be. I'm only going to say double. So, yes, I'm accepting. I will pay you $100 if they do not. If they do make it, you will pay me $2 if they don't, because that's the only fair way.
No, we're doing $100 straight up. You can't declare somebody dead and then take odds.
Yeah, you can. It's called gambling. And I'm not even taking the odds. I'm taking odds at a 50% discount. So you're
Baseball prospectus is not a Vegas odd.
You say it every day on your show. I heard you in the beginning of the year.
It's because Homer accidentally tweeted it from Greg Scalzo's account.
Yeah. Well, whatever. But so I'm giving you a 2-1 discount, and I am more than happy to take that bet. So, Joshy, put it on the books. 200 at old
no.
T. Not a bad deal.
I can't believe I'm about to take Ben's side. Jason asked you yesterday if you would place $100 on the Brewers not making the playoffs. Your answer was yes.
Yeah, because
your answer was yes.
No, I understand odds, and the odds are that the Brewers they're still supposed to make the playoffs. I want to pay Ben $100. I also, the Brewers don't, I'm going to take $200 from Ben because it's the fair Vegas odds thing to do. That's the only fair way to do it.
I'm Team Tausch.
So if you want to go Vegas odds, we'll go Vegas odds because it's literally even money for them to make the playoffs.
I heard Ben on your show.
We're talking about Vegas odds, not baseball prospectus, you clown. You and Jesse Nelson are hanging out a little too much right now.
Ben. You, on your own show, from your mouth, said 80%. That's 4-1, and I'm only asking for 2-1, which is a great discount. That's the bet. Joshy, put it on the books. We'll see how it all plays out. I'll be more than happy to give you $100, and I'll be more than happy to take $200. Either way, I'm going to be fine.
Joshy, did I not call this? Did I not say Johnny Hedge was going to come out?
There's nothing hedging. It's called, Ben, if you take a flyer on the Denver Nuggets to win, and you say, well, no, I believe they're going to win. I only want 100. I don't want 1,100, even though it was 11-1. You'd be an idiot, and you'd disrespect yourself. So spare me all the other foolishness. This is what it is. Gambling has odds for a reason. These are the odds. You called the bet. Now we're living by it. I'm giving you a discount on it because I said that.
Gambling does have odds for a reason. Gambling has odds for a reason. Baseball Prospectus is a website that I even knew existed until Homer accidentally tweeted from Greg's account. So there are odds to make the playoffs.
Here's the deal. Here's the deal. If Josh will tell me that you, on your own show, said yesterday the Brewers had an 80% chance to make the playoffs and Tausch is the doofus for saying what he said, I will say straight up 100-100. But if you said that on your show yesterday, you're giving me the 2-1. Josh, be the jury and verdict me here. What did Ben say yesterday on your show?
I'm refusing to play by Tausch's rules because once you let that happen, you can get yourself caught up. The Brewers are -118 to win the NL Central right now.
NL Central.
That is not.
That's not even a wild card. That's two or three other spots that they could get in.
They're not going to get in the wild card. Come on.
Well, you don't know that.
The most I could with any conscience say is 150-100. Other than that, you are taking Benny to the cleaners and taking advantage of him. Baseball Prospectus is a predictive model. Is a predictive model that has nothing to do with actual odds.
Well, I'm just going off of what Ben Bruss said on Scalzo and Bruss, which is like the guy.
And I'm going off about what Mark Tauscher said to Jason Wilde, is that you would place a $100 bet.
It. Absolutely. Yeah, I did it.
So
and
do
we
it.
We have our wager. We have it, yeah. I just want to be smart. I don't want to get ridiculed by you for being a nincompoop because I didn't get the odds that I should have. I'm not even getting the odds I'm supposed to. I'm throwing you a bone by only taking 2-1. So, all right, let's go.
Mano-y-mano, Tauscher. 100-100. Mano y mano. Just do it.
Nah, it's 2-1. It's fair. I want to be fair.
It's 2-1. This is so good. This is so freaking good. You're amazing. You know why? Because they're -118 to win the NL Central.
Let
me just tell you this. There's only one NL Central team that is making the playoffs this year.
Ben, as you're bashing me, you're giving me fodder to actually get 4-1. And I'm only asking, because I'm a gentleman, I'm only asking for 2.5. I'm doing a discounted price. So it's fair.
Such a gentleman. You're such a scholar.
Hey, well, I didn't say anything about a scholar, but I am a gentleman, and I appreciate you saying that. Thank you.
Yeah, this is so sad. Offers off the table. Like, I wanted to have fun, and like,
no,
of course, anytime
that
I want to have fun.
Joshy,
you're such a clown.
2-1. No, there's nothing clowny about it. I think the Brewers are still going to – I hope they make it and I give you $100. But if not, I will be taking $200 from you. All right, you got anything else, or are you just considering yell at me the entire time I'm on with you?
I'm just trying to follow suit with Greg Scalzo off the show because I haven't had a chance to yell at you, and I've been jealous of him getting to yell at you. I realize how fun
it is. He needed a vacation because he is
an
ornery,
he's an ornery fella, isn't he?
He's been hard on Old T lately. There's no doubt about that.
He sure has, especially when Old T is just trying to get ready to coach some kids in baseball.
Well, I got another game tonight, so let's get moving.
Next 5 years, who would you want, Jokic or Giannis?
Oh, Giannis. I mean, what are you, crazy? Jokic, for as much as I respect his game, and he's a two-time MVP, he's a world champion, I think – this pains me to say this, but as you get older and you're a little heavier and you're a little slow-footed, a lot of things start dipping quickly. I don't think you have to worry about
Tausch,
that with Giannis.
Tausch, in a weird way, I actually think Giannis is at more of a liability from a health standpoint than Jokic, because Jokic plays
below the rim. Yeah, I can understand that.
He's not hard on his body. Giannis is downhill, and he has had kind of an injury building up. Giannis has played 11 years in the league. That would be his 12th through 16th year in the league.
Yeah, I understand. Listen, it's a great question by you, and it's intriguing because I just don't know Joker. It feels like Jokic is just kind of playing, and he's just going to go away. You saw his hilarious, I just want to go home. He is looking at this like it's a 9-to-5. Giannis, this is obsessive. He is obsessed about it. I always want the athleticism. I want the obsession. Your point that if he's, you know, all of a sudden his knee continues to flare up and he is not able to do his Euro step dunks and everything else, is he going to be able to evolve his game like Michael Jordan and LeBron James, where they're three-point shooters and able to hit that mid-range jumper? I would say he probably is going to struggle with that. So I can understand your point, but I am never going to bet against Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Yeah, it's a fun conversation because, like, I think you make a good point. Like, I think part of it is a little contrived too, like the Jokic like 9-to-5 thing. I actually thought it was kind of annoying how he handled winning the championship. Like, it's a big deal, and he kind of like played into like a dopey kind of like this is my vibe type thing. And I don't think that's truly him. Giannis is on a comeback tour, like taking notes, like his posts are all about coming back next year and going after it. But I still know that I have a guy that had the ball with 20 seconds left when he got a tip in game 5 against the Heat, and he couldn't make free throws, so he had to get rid of the ball. And like that is sticking with me a little bit. You can give the ball to Jokic to make the shot, make the pass, make the play, and I like that a lot.
Yeah, it's I think because we all love the Milwaukee Bucks and appreciate everything Giannis has done, we all think he is the greatest thing ever. And for us, he has been. He brought a championship. He's got the same MVPs. I think skill-wise, nobody can argue that Jokic isn't a more skilled NBA player. He's got more of a mid-range game. He, from a passing standpoint, offensively, you know, he's everything you want in a you know, superstar too. So it's not, you look at the two and you'd say, well, of course you go Giannis, but I think you have to look at this thing big picture. And when you start factoring in age and everything else, I think you bring up a good argument saying that it should be maybe more Jokic than Giannis. I look at what Giannis is all about and how he approaches things, and you just get that feeling he's one of those guys you want to be in the alley with. You think, you know, he is going to will his way to get something done. And I don't feel that same way about Jokic.
Talking with Mark Tauscher totally here good. On Scalzo and Bruss, presented by Michelob Ultra. You can catch Tausch and Woolley and Tausch every day, 9 to noon across these various stations. Tausch, I want to switch over to the gridiron. And yesterday we had the wow throw from Jordan Love. Today he ends practice with a bad throw, a miscommunication that Jair Alexander picks off. So we have a high of high and a low of low, which do you think that's probably what Packer fans are going to be seeing, you know, those highs and highs and lows? How do you take the first 2 days of mandatory minicamp?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're going to overanalyze and overreact to everything that comes out of there. And when Jason put his wow throw, it was great to hear because we have been talking for a couple of years that we're hoping to see more of those. And then I found out it's 7-on-7 versus, you know, it's not even a pass rush or anything else. And it takes away a little, because I think we all realize you draft Jordan Love in the first round because he has a lot of tangible things that you're going to love. He's going to have the arm. He's going to be able to move. He's got a lot of things that you put. Until you're doing it in real game situations or even in live practice situations, it's really hard to get uber excited. But the fact that Jason felt compelled enough to put that out there, I think, was a big sign that, you know, things are starting to come together. You're dropping the ball where it needs to be. You beat a all-pro corner with your young stud. So I think that optimism is good. But, yeah, I think every Packer fan is thinking there's going to be a lot of ups and downs. And if you think it's going to be some smooth ride in this transition, you're not paying attention. I think you're fooling yourself.
Tausch, you got one more before we let you go, or anything you have for us. Who wins more games next year, the Badgers or the Packers?
Badgers.
By a lot? Because it actually, I think, I have them at 8-4.
No. I mean, again, you could get caught up in the hype and whether or not they can go out to Washington State and win there. And obviously, Ohio State at home will be a huge challenge. But going again back to Vegas, I'm guessing they're going to be favored in 10 to 12. And if you lose, you could not. It's going to be close. I think it really, it's more about how do you feel about Green Bay. They play five more games than Wisconsin. Yeah. Wisconsin obviously has two or three cupcakes on their schedule that you would think should be no problem. Green Bay doesn't have that. The days of cupcakes and guaranteeing that you're going to win football games when you don't really know what you have at quarterback, those days are gone. But Green Bay, if they can get off to a good start, I think they can go. They can get to where you're talking, but I think it's more likely, and I'm guessing Las Vegas will have Wisconsin's over-under probably at 9 or 8.5, and the Green Bay sitting at 7.5. So that's usually a good indicator of what people are thinking.
Anything you got for us, OT?
No, I don't really have much for you tonight. The Brewers stuff really took a lot out of me. It took a lot emotionally. I had to research. I had to find out what you were saying. And it turns out, I think we made a really good, solid bet.
I appreciate the Scalzo and Russ family having my back. Nick from East Troy, Tausch is being such a Karen right now. Why can't you just bet 100 straight up? Such a poo-pooer.
Well, why would you, everyone. Why, if you're getting 4-to-1 odds, would you not take it? I don't understand that. What is Nick thinking?
Because you're not getting 4-to-1 odds.
No, but you are.
We literally had this conversation 10 minutes ago.
All right, thanks, Tausch. Baseball prospectus, 80%.
Good luck in your game, bud. Hopefully he hung up. I was done with him.
He did.
That's Mark Tauscher, Packer Hall of Famer. You can hear him on Wildy and Tausch 9 to noon. I want to dive a little deeper with you with this strophe. Badgers-Packers. Who wins more games next year? Because there's a lot of hype, and if the Badgers lose a couple because there's, just a lot of new, it's kind of the same thing the Packers are going through. They just have a lot more games. I think it's a compelling question. We'll hit on that next. Scalzo and Brust, presented by Mick Ultra.
You're listening to Scalzo and Brust, presented by Michelob Ultra.
It just is a sad feeling around the Scalzo and Brust Super Bowl 56 train, because we want to ban people who don't believe. You didn't believe. I still don't think you believe.
No, I do believe.
I think you like to say that you believe, but I know now that you don't, because all you would have had to do is read a book.
So what if I told you I could do you better than reading a book?
Scalzo and Brust.
I'd tell you to go bleep yourself.
Scalzo and Brust. Available anywhere you get your podcasts with Wisconsin On Demand.
Brust presented by Michelob Ultra. Ben Brust here at the Milwaukee Night Market as the crowd is rolling in fast. Starting to get really packed here. It's a wonderful experience. Beautiful night. Lots of different setups. Performers, artists, vendors, food, drinks. They have it all here. You'll also be able to stop by July 19th, August 16th, or September 13th, 5 p.m., through 10 p.m. on West Wisconsin Avenue, right outside the avenue where our offices are at the Gruber Law Offices One Call That's All studio. And, Strophy, how do you think I did there? I feel like I did really well not giving in to Mark Tauscher. I've been known to be a bad negotiator, but I had to hold ground there.
But it wasn't a good negotiation because you never came to a deal, right? Like, I don't think there was a deal reached at any point.
Yeah, that's fine, but I wasn't going to make a deal if a deal wasn't going to be good. I'd rather make a good no deal than a bad deal.
Yeah, and his deal he proposed was stupid, right? Like, he told Wildy yesterday, literally, 28 hours ago, he would place $100 on the Brewers not making the playoff. He's then presented with the opportunity to do as such, and he turns it down unless he gets a higher payout. So I don't really understand where his head was at there for Old T. But nonetheless, it was an entertaining negotiation.
Help me out here, boys. Because the way I'm looking at this, because, Josh, you found minus 118 for the Brewers to win the NL Central. I see minus 20, so it's around there. My point is there's likely only going to be one team to win the NL Central. There's only going to be a team that wins the NL Central, but there's only going to be one team going to the playoffs from the NL Central. I don't think there's going to be a second wild card team from this division.
Correct.
So wouldn't that make the odds maybe even plus money for the... No, it'd probably be right around the same.
Yeah, it would all end at around even money.
Exactly. And so even when you had said 150, Josh, I couldn't even do that.
Yeah, I mean, it's just I would have done it just because he's going to owe you money.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the problem is, Josh, I have lost so much money to Homer, and I think I've lost over $1,000 to Homer. The Brewers threw a no-hitter for the second time ever, and it happened to be the year I bet Homer $500 that they wouldn't have it.
Yeah, I mean, you have the yips about it, that's fine, but you also took Jesse Nelson to the cleaners and got him to give up like two extra wins. So giving up a little bit of odds for something that, I mean, there is something to the baseball prospectus and it being 80% to make it. Even though that doesn't bear out in Vegas in the way they do it, there's a reason Baseball Prospectus has those numbers the way they do.
Can we acknowledge this clown, Jesse Nelson, sent you like 16 chicken emojis during that negotiation and that conversation? He texted all of us in a group chat and just continued to send the chicken emoji as he sits behind Mark Tauscher rather than, you know, trying to make a bet himself or doing something on his own that Jesse Nelson never does. He sits behind Tauscher and
weasel.
Just sends you chicken emojis. He's a weasel. You're right.
He's a weasel. And the thing is, Strofe, I actually like... didn't want to even bring up his name because I think the only reason why he was texting us is because he wanted us to mention Jesse Nelson on the radio. So I was trying to
Josh brought him up, so I figured I could bring it up.
No, it's fine, but while we're on this, I just want to say what I feel from Jesse is he's struggling, man. I whooped his ass in bowling. Like, I absolutely spanked him. Like, I spanked him. I beat him outright in the one sport that he thought he would never lose to me in. So now he's trying to find ways to get under my skin, and I'm just enjoying knowing that I have Jesse Nelson in my pocket right now, and it's been a fun place to live, and you have to appreciate that as someone who has to work with him every day.
Yeah, I definitely appreciate it. One of the happiest days of my employment life was when you kicked him to the curb in bowling. I remember how happy you were walking back into the Everlight Solar Studios with your arms raised, victorious, and just ready to gloat for 2 hours straight of taking him to the cleaners. And the one thing he takes a lot of pride in, he thinks he's very good at, is bowling. And you whooped him. And so that was one of the greatest days of my life, honestly. I'll even go my full life.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. And the best part was Jesse Nelson was going to do a broadcast for bowling, and I was thinking, you know what, how come I didn't get the invite to be his color commentator after I whooped him? You know, I could have provided some value. But a guy who provides me value every single day is my guy, Maddie, at the Princeton Club, because at the Princeton Club, they have something for everybody. And when I say that, I mean it. Whether it's workout classes, the basketball courts that they have at their different facilities, they're always making it better for you with equipment. They keep it clean. Free childcare. They make it easier for you when you're a parent. You can drop your kids off, get your workout in. Kids are taken care of. There's something for everyone. Free childcare with that membership. They inspire you to be better. I feel it every time I walk in the building at the Princeton Club. So again, join the Princeton Club for your better tomorrow. I got basketball tonight, but nothing's going to stop me from getting there tomorrow to continue on my fitness journey. Who will win more games next year, the Packers or the Badgers? I know the Packers have more games, but there's a lot of hype, and it's a whole new world for the Wisconsin Badgers. Strofe and I will answer that next on Scalzo and Brust, live from the Milwaukee Night Market.
You're listening to Scalzo and Brust, presented by Michelob Ultra.
Because what I did over the last 3 months was not good enough to win the spring session. So back to the drawing board, like I'll do with Maddie. We just scanned
the spring session too. You had 25% chance of winning. Like, that's amazing.
Hey, can I please talk about how I'm going to get better for the summer session?
When you were explaining this league, didn't you think there's like a dozen teams at least, Joshy?
If you go to the casino, you'd be rich with those odds.
You guys are really breaking me down. I hope you know that.
Scalzo and Brust, available anywhere you get your podcasts with Wisconsin On Demand.
Scalzo and Brust presented by Michelob Ultra, live from the Milwaukee Night Market. This thing goes till 10 p.m. tonight at West Wisconsin Avenue between 2nd Street and Vel R. Phillips Avenue. It's an awesome atmosphere. It's starting to get full. Tons of different vendors, performers, and artists. It's free. Stop on by. And it just feels like the Milwaukee Night Market is transforming the heart of downtown into this exciting fusion of all that this city has to offer. I'm feeling that right now. And I'm alongside Alex Strofe, as this is Scalzo and Brust. Strofe, I want to ask you about the Packers-Badgers question, because I think it is intriguing. I know that the Packers play 17 games. The Badgers play 12 regular season games. There's a ton of hype around the Badgers. Who would you pick to have more wins next year, the Packers or the Badgers?
Yeah, and my expectations for the Badgers are probably lower than most fans, but I'm still going Badgers here just because of the wild card of what is Jordan Love, what is that offense capable of, and what will the Packers be in 2023. The way I draw this up is, you mentioned it, 12 games in the regular season. I think the floor for the Badgers in 2023, in my opinion, is 8-4. I don't know how confident I am of the Packers running back at 8-9 record, right? So I view the Badgers' floor as what the Packers' ceiling may be. So I can pretty confidently say, although I may be less confident than some Badgers fans, that the Badgers will win more games than the Packers in 2023. It might not be close, because if they exceed my expectations, that could be a 10-2 season. With one of those losses coming to Ohio State on October 28th, and then you can just fill in whatever the second loss is this season. But I like what this team has done. I was just reading in the commercial break, Benny, an ESPNWisconsin.com article where the Badgers' defense ranks 10th in the nation, according to ESPN's college football staff. So the defense will always be good. You've got a new-look offense. You know, the spread offense, the air raid, which will allow some opportunity for Braylon Allen to be the workhorse we know he can be, and he's not facing an 8-man box like he has the last two seasons as a 17- and 18-year-old. So 19-year-old season for Braylon Allen could be a really big one in this new offense.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you want to be optimistic about the Packers, like, I can make an argument that the Packers over under 7.5 wins. If they hit that over at 8 wins, you're pushing, and if they somehow win 9 games to go 9-8, I mean, that's not an amazing season by any means, and Matt LaFleur's average
wild card team
13 wins
though.
His first. I know, but I'm mostly just saying, like, the NFC is weak. If the Packers find a little bit of rhythm, that is a possibility. I don't believe that they will, based off the way it's constructed with the youth that they have at certain positions and the defense never showing me in the last 4 years that they're going, other than 2019, I guess, that they're showing that they can be something that the Packers can rely on. I'll still say Badgers, because that's where I have been. I have the Badgers at 8-4, and I have the Packers at 6-11, and at best a 7-10 team. So I stick right there. I'm excited to see what this new look Badgers spread looks like. But there's going to be a learning curve. Like, there's just a learning curve when something's due. The same way that the Packer fans are talking about Jordan Love is kind of the same way that Badger fans, I think, need to be approaching this with expectations. There's a lot of hype, but there also needs to be something on the field in terms of a new regime, learning curve of a new philosophy defensively. They're not going to be in the 3-4. Again, it's the spread. It's new for everybody. So I think anytime there's new, there's going to be.
But here's the big difference, though, Benny, right? Like, here's the big difference. The NFL, you play an NFL opponent week one. College football, you play cupcake opponents the first couple of weeks of the season. That's your learning curve. That's where you hash out the issues you have in learning the system, right? Like, I'm not going to sit here and tell you they're going to go 12-0. They're going to beat Ohio State on October 28th. But it's a little bit
by
different.
Beating Buffalo, dude.
But no. Yes, you get a free win over Buffalo, even though it's a brand new system.
Okay.
You get 3 weeks to work
win,
it out.
But you're not mastering the system, by any means.
I didn't say you're mastering it. I said you get to work out some of the kinks.
Under Paul Christ, and that didn't work. They didn't work anything out there as they had.
Yeah, Luke Fickle and Paul Christ, dude. Bad comparison there.
Wow, you're taking down Paul like that? Taking down
Paul
like that is rough.
Didn't sound like it.
didn't. Thank you, Josh. Didn't sound like it. We need some winners for Century World. The U.S. Open for the Senior Tour is coming to Century World, and we're giving away some tickets. First caller in Madison, first caller in Milwaukee, and first caller in Beaver Dam.
Texters.
We'll win two tickets to the U.S. Senior Open Century World. What do you want, Josh? You there?
Texters. We've changed it to texters full time now.
Okay, great. Rules are texters. 800-990-3776. We just need you to text Senior Open to 800-990-3776. These will be good for any one day, June 27th through July 2nd, the 43rd U.S. Senior Open at Century World. Again, 800-990-3776 to win two tickets to the U.S. Open at Century World, the Senior Open, that is. Text Senior Open. Joe and Amber coming up next across ESPN Wisconsin. Strofe, thanks for hanging out.